Now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Well, join
us. Huggy Lowdown.
Super Wilk.
Happy Friday, Huggy.
Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Huggy?
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's the last Friday of the month, and I'm about to give you what you want. It's official, baby. It's official.
What's official, huh?
Interracial dating is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jay. That's two of your favorite things to do. Interracial dating and getting high off a little medicinal. The hard work pays off. You are an aborigine of interracial dating. And it's because of brothers like you who stood up to society and said, you can frown your face. You can roll your eyes. You can suck your teeth. You can kiss my damn where's Joe Biden when you need him. I promise you he'll tell you what to do. Jay, it's been a study like this. It hasn't been a study like this since the ISIS papers. And I know when you heard the good news, you were smoking weed with your white woman. You are the iced tea of radio. And you love them Cocos. Even the sisters can't hate on Coco because she's a white woman with a fat ass. Did y'all hear what Joe Biden said about President Obama?
Yes, sir.
Vice President Ronald Joe Biden, who's a hell of a hype man, was speaking at New York University about foreign policy, and he compared President Obama to Teddy Roosevelt because he speaks softly and carry a big stick. I promise you. The president has a big stick, I promise you. That's what he said. The Republicans are going crazy. Y'all hear me? Sarah Palin said once, rice, three times maybe. Michelle Bachman said, I knew it, I knew it. Why you think my eyes like this? Herman Cain said, nah, nah, nah. Did y'all know yesterday was Take Your Child to Work Day?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which means somebody had their kids in a strip club.
Oh,
you're trying to make it rain while the stripper's son, little Jermaine, keeps swinging around the damn poles and chickadee. You're telling that little Bama it's nap time because you're trying to get some lap time. That's when you ask the stripper, hey, you can't find no babysitter? She said, yeah, she dances next. I'm sure by now y'all heard the word out of Washington, D.C., who goes by the name of RG3. It's official, baby. Robert Griffin III is a Washington Redskin. And the new motto in the DMV is, who needs luck when you got RG3?
Okay.
He's our savior. Who gives a luck? D.C. is becoming about to be a sports star. We getting happy about sports again. The Nationals winning. Mm-hmm. The Caps winning. The Wizards winning 6 games in a row. Beat the Heat 104-70. So what, LeBron and Bosh and Wade didn't play? We won. And now the Redskins got RG3. Did y'all see the NFL draft last night?
Yes, yeah, sir.
I didn't know if it was the NFL draft or the Bronner Brothers hair show.
You are so right.
Everybody had intricate hairstyles. They couldn't even fit their team hats on their heads. Next year, NFL teams are going to hand out snapbacks and scrunchies, I promise. And I haven't seen that many black kids that happy to hug a white man since Different Strokes. Roger Goodell is the Mr. Drummond of the NFL. And Tom, as happy as we were in D.C. when they said RG3, when he stood up, all you heard the haters say, he got a white girl. That's why all those haters are contender number one. Contender number two is Newt Gingrich for finally sitting his fat ass down. Contender number three, Kobe Bryant, who decided to sit down and not go after the scoring title. So he didn't play against Sacramento Kings, and Kevin Durant won his third scoring title. Sybil, they said all Kobe needed was 38 points to win.
You're right.
Kobe wasn't tripping off no scoring title. Didn't they say he allegedly slept with 100 women?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a mother freaking scoring title right there. You black mamba. Contender number four, Pilar Deion Sanders. Okay, y'all went from reality show to doing stuff y'all should have been doing on a reality show to get another reality show. If y'all going to divorce and live under the same roof, get that money. Don't press charges after Pilar and Shanaynay jump you in the bedroom. Not without the cameras rolling. That footage would have financed your kids' college fund. Meta World Peace and Ron Artest, y'all are the bammers of the week. They know what they did. Bipolar schizophrenic. Bammers, Meta World Peace scored the basket and Ron Artest threw the elbow, knocking OKC hunting to the floor. And everybody talking about, he didn't act like he didn't know, Tom. Try to run back down the court. Part of Harden's bid was still on his elbow. His elbow looked like it had a goatee. It was like a hit and run. He just kept running up the court. And they say, Ron Artest is so nice, he'll give you the shirt off his back. Yeah, and the elbow off his arm. Meta World Peace, you are the Bammers of the week. Week. I'm in Columbia, South Carolina next week, baby.
20 minutes.